Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Today, I'm really excited to have Lewis Cook on the line. He is the CEO of Earth Motor Company. They're doing some amazing things in bringing technology to the power sport industry. But first, let's just start with welcome to the show, Lewis.
Thank you very much, Adam.
All right. So I know you're doing some amazing things with technology, and I do want to get into those. But before we do that, let's just start with your background as a business person and entrepreneur.
Okay, my entrepreneur background started when I was very young. To be honest, I remember like yesterday, someone asked me what I wanted to be when I grow up. I said, I want to be your boss.
That was your answer, I want to be your boss. I'm in.
That was my answer. It didn't go over very well at the time because I was actually 8 years old. They decided somebody at that age couldn't employ someone they thought, I guess. I had always seen people very unhappy, doing like 9-to-5 work and wondering why they didn't utilize their skills to actually build their own business or their own lifestyle. Call it an old school Jewish upbringing, I'm not sure, or the fact my mindset was always to be great and do great things. I have failed in business more than once. My first business being I was 19, and a few times in life, but it's what you do with it, how you pick things up and how you pick yourself up. I also learned that it's not only what you can do and what you know, but also who you surround yourself with. A positive mindset, a person can do anything they would like to do and want to do. Work smarter and harder to accomplish the things you want in life.
It's all great stuff. And I want to, you know what, there's a concept you brought up that I don't hear often, but I love and that I live by. And it's thinking about the people that you surround yourself with. I don't know who said it best. It was one of the many great speakers out there that said, you know, it might have been a Zig Ziglar. Let me know. If you look at the five people you're surrounded by, then I can tell you what your bank account's worth. So
exactly.
It's that, you know, whoever you surround yourself with, you will end up veering towards their thought process. Let's expand on that one a little bit more. What are your thoughts on that?
I've always thought that. Since I was a boy, I was always taught build better, have a positive mindset. And just always believe that you can do better. It's who you surround yourself with. Bigger thinking provides bigger accomplishments. And that's something I'm not sure why, but it's been instilled in my head since I was a boy.
And this is for the people listening. I mean, this isn't anything that you think about. So, think about it this way. Most of us are surrounded by people that we don't choose to be surrounded by. It's just who we kind of, you know, fall in line with. We just end up there. But to make a really concerted effort to make sure you know who you're spending your time with and why. So that's huge.
And I appreciate you
bringing that up. So let's transition a little bit. I do want to get into it, and I appreciate all those tips, but I do want to talk a little bit more about Earth Motor and what you're doing there, because you're doing some really exciting things. So bring us up to speed on that.
Okay, well, I started Earth Motor Company with five goals in mind. One, the first one is to build better always. It's just what I believe is who I am. Also, it was instilled into me as a young man. Two, to make the entire power sport industry safer for all, which meaning my dedication to technology. We provide a solution to keep the industry connected to their everyday lives, their social media, and so forth, including SOS pieces, forbid something should arise or happen. Three, I make aftermarket power sports lighter, stronger, and faster. We're in the prototype mode already of this part of our industry. Or build a motorsports empire. I am a technology gearhead. It's weird. It's cool. I love it. I wouldn't change it. I didn't know about it until recently. I was in the construction industry most of my life. My first company was building houses. But I always had a passion for technology and motorsports, whether it be four wheels, zero wheels, everything from yachts to trains to planes to cars and then some motorcycles. It's an empire. You just build your empire. I want to see and build everything from gasoline-powered cars, trucks, bikes, yachts, boats, to conventional energy and solar energy. That's my main goal right now, is to use conventional energy.
Wow. And looking at this, and, you know, I grew up, actually, and most people don't know this, but my dad was an auto body. Like, he painted cars forever. So I grew up basically in a shop and in that atmosphere. And I was always steered away from it, as the reason was, because it was a different mindset, a different age. It was basically,
exactly.
When I got to a certain point in time, he saw that I was taking to it, and he said, no, you're going to college. You have to do this and this. I don't want you being dirty in a shop your whole life like I was. And not saying there's anything bad with that, but that was his vision for me. So he actually kind of banned me from the shop after a certain amount of time, which in retrospect, I'm like, and that's what, one of the reasons I was excited for this interview. I'm like, man, I used to love that. I mean, I loved working on cars and doing things like that and working with my hands. So I was a wannabe gearhead that never got to, like, chance to bloom.
That's awesome. I actually have four passions in life: business, technology, woodworking, and motorsports. I was actually also steered away from the shop, from building, because it's the same thing. My father and uncle and family, they're all race car drivers and builders, and it was, no, we don't want you in this industry because you can do better and so forth and so on. And so I started working with wood. I built houses, and I really, you know, my grandfather told me something a long time ago, and it still sticks in my head to this day. Find something you're passionate about that you really enjoy doing. Make that your career, and you won't ever get sick of it. And
that's
to that, I still stick by, you know. And me being a technology person, I was given some great advice from somebody in the technology industry who I still do consulting work for. And he said this, he said, provide the public and or the consumers what they want and need. If you can do one, you'll be okay. If you can provide both, you'll be great.
Wow. And that kind of blows my mind. Your grandfather, that's a whole nother age. My grandfather, there's very few grandfathers that I know that were talking about going after your passion. that's interesting. He was pretty far-sighted in that thought process. That's a nowadays thing where people actually think about their passion or what they want to do. That was a luxury.
yes, it was then. It was then a luxury, yes.
Absolutely. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on here and talking about, you know, your business, also sharing your past experiences. Where can people follow you? Where can they find you? I mean, give all that good stuff.
They can follow us on Instagram at Earth Motor Co., also Earth Motorsports, and our website is earthmotorcompany.com.
All right. Well, hey, Lewis, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for sharing again, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Absolutely. You too. Thank you very much, Adam.